Stay tuned after the show for a message from Chevron.
This is Politico Energy. I'm Anthony Adragna. For years, oil refineries and corn producers in the Midwest have been fighting over how much ethanol needs to be blended in American gasoline. In this fight, corn producers want the government to force the refineries to use more ethanol, which is an alternative to fossil fuels, but is also a huge source of income for farmers in places like Iowa. On the other side, refiners want to either blend less ethanol or not blend any at all, claiming that their margins are so thin that the cost of ethanol is too heavy of a burden. And in the past 4 years, the Trump administration walked a tightrope so as not to anger key voters in the Midwest. But making everyone happy came at a cost of not yielding any long-term results. So today I'm checking in with Politico's Eric Wolf on the future of this fight in the Biden presidency. It's Monday, February 1st. February, holy... Eric Wolf, welcome back. Let's start by kind of establishing a baseline for the biofuel sector. How have they fared in kind of the last couple of years of the Trump administration and in light of the global pandemic?
Yeah, those are really two different things. So in the Trump administration, they have won most of the arguments, but in the Oval Office. Then things would get over to EPA, and if you ask the corn guys, they'd be like, yeah, and then everything goes to hell and gives out all these exemptions to the small refiners. Then we have this landmark 10th Circuit decision in January of 2020. And that decision says small refinery exemptions are only valid if you have had one since the beginning of the program, going back to 2011. So things are super up in the air right now, and it's all in the Biden administration's lap.
And so it feels like a million years ago, but what has Biden said? What did he campaign on with regards to this industry?
Biden just went all in on renewable fuels. It didn't help him. It seems pretty plausible that they will find themselves having to give some exemptions, which the Obama administration did do. The hardship exemption exists for a reason, but it will not look like it did before. It will almost certainly will not be so many. One big X factor, the Supreme Court took up the 10th Circuit case for review, which kind of leaves EPA really in limbo, because if they make a bunch of small refinery decisions and then the Supremes come down one way or the other, they could be wasting their time.
And so that ties into what Biden has been running on, which is electric vehicles. And so how big a threat to both the biofuels and refining sectors is the rise of electric vehicles, which the Biden administration is eagerly looking to pursue?
It is enormous. Bloomberg New Energy Finance released a study a month ago that said that battery prices should fall to a point where an electric vehicle is at cost parity with an internal combustion engine by 2023. It's inside the Biden administration. And he ran pretty hard on electric vehicles, and all of his picks have been electric vehicle picks.
So I think that it creates the interesting dynamic where these two guys that have been at loggerheads for so long, biofuels and refiners, are they in some ways going to be kind of forced to form an unholy alliance of liquid fuels to fight for that segment of the market, which is going to get smaller and smaller?
You might think so, but the level of distrust is incalculable. There's just too many years of fighting, and it wasn't sort of professional fighting. Like, in a sense, it's personal between these groups. They really feel like the other one has played dirty in various ways, and there's just no trust, and it's hard to see that coalition coming together fast enough to do anything.
Also, this week the Senate will be hearing from Joe Biden's pick for the EPA, Michael Regan. On Wednesday, the Environment and Public Works Committee will meet with the North Carolina Secretary of Environmental Quality for his confirmation hearing. The EPA is, of course, going to play a huge role in the Biden era to prepare climate change policy and limit America's greenhouse gas emissions. So expect Republicans to harp on Regan over his plan for regulation in the next few years, particularly after a federal appeals court recently tossed out Trump's plan for power plant regulations. That very same day, the Energy Committee will vote to advance the nomination of Jennifer Granholm, the former governor of Michigan, to lead the Energy Department. If you like our show, then like it. Leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. it helps more people find the show. For more news on energy and the environment, subscribe to our newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy. And if you want to keep a close eye on the Biden administration, Congress, and power in 2021, subscribe to Politico Playbook, the unofficial guide to official Washington, on politico.com/playbook. I'm Anthony Adragna. Talk to you tomorrow.
Last year, Chevron invested billions of dollars to bring affordable, reliable, ever cleaner energy to America. Because it's only human to work toward a brighter future. Learn more at chevron.com.